Sarah, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, thanks, Jane. It's nice to be here.
You're involved in what must be Cincinnati's newest art showcase, Gallery 708, at 708 Walnut Street in downtown Cincinnati. One thing that interests me is the scope of the work on view. I understand that in addition to the usual paintings and sculpture and prints, the gallery also shows glass objects and jewelry and collages, fiber works, all at the same time or in rotating exhibitions?
No, it's all at the same time. We have an extremely large space, a wonderful landlord who did a tremendous build-out for us. It's around 3,700 square feet, something like that. It's absolutely enormous. So we have a lot of room to showcase different mediums and a variety of artists. So we have 30 artists right now. And one of the goals was to try to get some things that you might not normally see in an art gallery. For example, we have a wonderful calligraphy artist, Marianne Burke, who was one of the founders of the Greater Cincinnati Calligraphy Guild. We have a book artist, Judith Serling Sturm, who's the president of the Cincinnati Book Art Society right now, and she does wonderfully eclectic books. And she also has a whole section using found objects. She makes mezuzahs, which are kind of a Jewish tradition, and you put them on your door. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so it was kind of an effort to try to showcase different fine craft in addition to.
Well, how did you go about recruiting artists for this new gallery? Did they hear about it and get in touch with you themselves sometimes?
Some people did. It actually started with a group of people who were part of the old Fifth Street Gallery, which had been down on Fifth Street in the Crew Tower building, and they had to leave that space. So some of them went forward, and primarily two of the artists, Lisa Englert, who makes beautiful glass beads and glass bead jewelry, and Phyllis Sadler, who does dyed silk scarves. And they were really rabid about finding another place that could be an artist-owned and run gallery, and they wanted it to be downtown. So they were working on it, and they approached me about joining them. And I thought, well, okay. So I thought I really liked the idea of seeing a new gallery downtown, especially in the core business district, because there's a renewed focus on that by the city and other people right now. So when they asked me to join in, the three of us were working on it. And then there were a couple of other people who had decided to hold on, you know, from Fifth Street mm-hmm. to see what would happen. And that included John Leon, who's a wonderful sculptor, Pat Olding, who's a painter. And then as time went by, we started thinking about what we wanted. And Lisa and Phyllis asked me to kind of serve as the curator for the first group. Now that that's done, we have a jury committee that I'm the chair of, but there are other people on it. And we make decisions always for the quality of the art, of course, but also seeing what we need at the moment. For example, we just added a new ceramist artist because we needed another ceramics person, we felt, to balance things out. So part of it is looking for what we need to balance the whole thing. And there are a lot of artists interested in it.
Well, the gallery opened in early November, so you were well underway for the Christmas trade. Was that a good time to begin?
Yes and no. It was kind of a big learning curve because everybody works at the gallery. So you're training, in this case, 30 people on all these different procedures, a new space. And, you know, they had to learn the whole register system and a variety of other things. So it had its, you know, ups and downs. It was pretty fast. It was kind of a trial by fire until we went into the holiday season. But that first 6 weeks turned out to be very, very good for us. It was much better than we had hoped for. So now we're into the winter. Things tend to slow down a little in January and February. So we're trying to create some events and, you know, get people coming in because we're still very, very new.
So what sort of events do you have coming up?
We're looking to have some regular ones for our artists, like maybe every 6 to 8 weeks have an opening featuring 4 or 5 or 6 of the artists. The Constella Festival is hosting its finale event of the festival at the gallery at the end of March. They're doing this Latin music concert, which sounds very, very exciting. And then we're working on, you know, some other things, trying to do some invitation-only events to get downtown residents to come in. What we like to work with our neighbors to figure out what we can do. The Weston Art Gallery is a half a block from us. The CAC is a block, 21C. The YWCA's galleries on the other side, and the library, which hosts a lot of art exhibits in its atrium and has its friends shop. So we're trying to figure out how we can coordinate with other people and maybe play off of one another.
Well, and of course you make art as well as curating it. You call yourself a vintage paper artist and you make really interesting work. Tell our listeners exactly what a vintage paper artist does.
What I do is I make collages, and it's cutting and pasting. And I primarily use antique images, and I use the originals. I do use some vintage, but I set these rules for myself, and I may be the last person in the world, but I still believe in copyright. I only, if I can help it, if I unknowingly, I only use copyright-free images. So that's what made me kind of go back to the past. But I also had always been interested in old printing, and I just love these prints that I find in the paper, and I love to read the encyclopedias and look at the maps. So to me, it's very exciting. So they've gotten more complex and bigger as time has gone by. So it's a lot of cutting, but I love to do that. So it's exciting to me.
It sounds as though you're having a fine time.
I am, you know, and I love to do the research on the paper. I just get mired in trying to find out like more about a publisher or an artist or a magazine. So sometimes it takes me a little while because I get caught up reading things. But I think it's a really good combination of all my past careers. So they have kind of all come together in this. So it is a lot of fun. And it was really fun going around trying to find artists for the gallery, because I got to go to so many artist studios, and that it took a lot of time, especially artists who have studios in their homes, because then you get to see what kind of art they collect. And I went to one of our glass artists, Shelby Hine, to her house, and she just had this great eclectic art collection. But then I was in the studio of Sean Drewley, who is a woodmaker, and he has this kind of out of the way, I didn't even know this building existed. It's very funky. And just seeing his whole massive space and the other stuff he does was really exciting. So that was one of the great things about the initial startup of it, was getting to see what other people do.
Well, you make me want to stop by Gallery 708 and see what's there. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us.
Well, and I do hope we see you soon, and you're welcome.
We've been talking with artist and gallery curator Sarah Caswell Pierce about Gallery 708, downtown Cincinnati's newest art space. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.